There are so many things that I love about Christmas, things like getting gifts and giving gifts. I like that. I like time with family. We enjoy spending time together. We enjoy this spirit of Christmas that brings us all together. But I like Christmas as well because it grounds me. I don't know, it's like an athlete. An athlete who makes it really big, and then you'll hear the newscasters or the sports announcers, they'll talk about how this individual's grounded. In other words, they never forgot where they came from. They never forgot what's the substance of their life. They never got so big that they forgot what was important. And so an athlete will give back to the community that raised him or the community where he's from, things like that, because they want to stay grounded. And that's what Christmas does to me. Because in the Christmas season, the strength, the substance of our lives, this joy, peace, comfort that we have, and hopefully you do have it, but all of this stuff that we have, we don't have it because everything is going great. We don't have peace because everything is great in our lives. We don't have joy because everything is just wonderful. The substance of our life, the strength of our life is because God loves us, period. Not just that He loves us, but He proved it by sending His Son. That's what makes this holiday so incredibly great. It grounds me. It reminds me that, you know what? Things are not all hunky-dory. Things are not great. I don't have everything all planned out. But my life is not without problems. My life is not without difficulty. But I do have comfort, and I do have peace, and I do have joy, and I do have God. That is really important, because what will happen is if we don't get grounded, we will base our happiness on the circumstances that are going on around us. In other words, as long as everything's going great, well, then God loves me and God's happy with me. It's when God isn't happy with me that things start falling apart and it doesn't make sense. And so, I can't have that. Man, this is way more than this. And so this holiday season grounds us. And what happens is we end up telling ourselves, you know what? I'm strong enough. We tell ourselves, I can handle this. And the truth is, no, you can't handle life. And the truth is, you are not strong enough. None of us are. That's why we need God's strength in our lives. It's why we need to be grounded and reminded what gives our life substance, what gives our life strength, actual strength. I mean, I know, talking to many of you, the difficulties that you go through and the things like that, what enables you to make it through the difficulties is that God is with you. Christmas has to be more than the warm fuzzies that you get from a dumb Hallmark movie. I won't go into that, but, you know, Hallmark movies are great. Sorry, sweetheart. Hallmark movies are great, but you know what? The warm fuzzies and that kind of love, as nice as that might be, does not give us substance. It doesn't give our lives strength. It just makes us feel warm. It just makes us feel good, in other words. What sent the shepherds back into the field to watch sheep rejoicing in the middle of the night? What caused the wise men to fall to their knees and worship after a real long trip? What brought angels by the multitudes into the skies to sing of God's praises? What did all of that? What brought that? It wasn't a God who was far off. It wasn't a God who was distant or uninvolved. It wasn't a God who was just a bystander, just watching over us. That's not what got everybody going. Here's the substance of our life. Here's the substance of this holiday. Here's the substance we've got to get. 740 years prior to Jesus being born, God speaks through a man named Isaiah. He speaks through this man, and Isaiah makes a prophecy. And here's the prophecy that's found in Isaiah 7:14. It says, "The Lord himself will give you a sign. Look, the virgin will conceive a child, and she will give birth to a son, and will call him Emmanuel," which means God with us. Why did God have to point that out? Why did God have to give a prophecy? Why did God have to say, hey, okay, this is 740 years before Jesus is even born, and God knows exactly the day and the time that Jesus is going to be brought into this earth. Why does God say, hey, you guys, heads up, Because God has always wanted to be with us. From the very first of creation, when God walked with Adam and Eve on the earth, God wanted to be with his creation. He wanted to be with you. The substance we need comes from God with us. That's something we've got to really understand. The substance that our lives need is God with us. The strength that your life needs is God with you personally. Since the time of Isaiah, since he wrote this, since that time, Jewish people have been waiting for this Messiah to show up. Then you fast forward 740 years in a town of Nazareth, an angel speaks to a freaked out guy named Joseph in a dream. And Joseph's freaked out because his fiance is pregnant and he's not the father. That would freak any guy out. He's thinking about putting her away. He's thinking about walking away from the relationship. And in a dream, God, through an angel, talks to Joseph. And here's what he tells him. He says, speaking of Mary, will have a son, and you are to name him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. All this occurred to fulfill the Lord's message through his prophet. Look, the virgin will conceive a child, and she will give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us. Direct reflection of something that Isaiah said 740 years ago, God reminds Joseph. Remember that 740 years? Remember that writing that you've heard every time you go to church? Remember they talk about Emmanuel, that God would come and dwell with us? Remember that? This is what it is. I hope we get this today. Because Christmas is important, and we need to be grounded. We need to be reminded that the strength of our life comes because God is with us. Plain and simple. Not because you have all the toys, not because you have all the gifts, not because everything is going right in your life. Jesus came to give your life strength and substance in spite of all those things, so that when difficulties come, your life still has strength. When times of decision are there, you still have God's presence with you. See, so if you feel alone, you've got to know God with us means that he's your companion. If you feel like you're sick, you've got to know that God with us means that he's your healer. He's with you. If you're lost or you need direction, God with us is our guide. If you're weak, God is your strength. If you have sin in your life, God is your savior. If you're facing difficulties in your life, God is your comfort. 2 Corinthians 1:3 tells us that God is the Father who is full of mercy and comfort. And that's what Christmas does. It reminds us where our comfort comes from. Your comfort, hopefully, in your life comes because God is with you, period. Here's what God with us means. God with us means that God came looking for you. You can let that sink in if you want. That God personally came looking for you. He left heaven, okay? God left the splendors of heaven, the streets of gold, all the stuff that heaven has, to come to this earth and become human. God left heaven looking for you. You didn't go looking for God. God found you. Luke 19:10 reminds us, for the Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost. The message says it this way, the Son of Man came to find and restore the lost. Either way you look at it, whatever translation you read, it is about us, that God came looking for us personally. You look at Luke 15, three stories are given. Story about a shepherd who loses one sheep and he leaves the 99 to go find that one. And then there's this woman who has 10 silver coins and she drops one and loses it and tears the house apart to find one of the coins that have been lost. Then it also gives this story about a father who waits expectantly for his son to return because he's out, away, and in rebellion. And the father is there waiting, anticipating his son coming home. All three of those pictures are about God with us. God is here looking for you. God is in this world searching you out. If you're wrestling with your value and your worth in life, if you need to be reminded just how much you matter, maybe you need to be reminded and you need to reaffirm the fact that God came looking for you. Now that totally changes your value. God with us also means that God's love is bigger than we can ever understand. It's not fragile or weak. God with us means that we can personally experience his love. Romans 8:38 says, "And I'm convinced that nothing can ever separate us from God's love, neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither our fears for today or our worries about tomorrow. Not even the powers of hell can separate us from God's love." God's love is that strong. There is no way for you to get away from it. Because God is love, he came to show that love in a very practical way. He came to forgive your sins. Not because you deserve it, not because I deserve it. He came to give you a clean slate. God's love makes life worth living. He gives us purpose and strength in life. And Ephesians reminds us, says this, "Instead, immense in mercy and with an incredible love, he, God, embraced us. And he took our sin-dead lives and made us alive in Christ." He did all this on his own with no help from us at all. So when you look at Christmas and you're like, oh, you know, people will talk about it and say, oh, it's just a great time with family and I love these presents and everything and all those things are nice. But man, if that is the substance of your Christmas experience, it's so weak. God has something so much greater for you. He wants to help you come alive through his son. He embraced you. That's what love does. People always say that they need to get things together. They need to get things straightened up before they can come to church or before they can come to God. The truth is that God loves and embraces you. God accepts you just as you are. And God loves you way more than you could ever understand. And you know this scripture, but I want to read it again because I think that it is so important, especially at Christmas. John 3:16 defines God's love for you in this way. God loved this world so much that he gave his one and only son, Jesus, so that everyone who believes in him will not perish but have eternal life. That is how great God's love is for you. God with us also means that God cares about what you're going through. Not just about the big things, but the small things, everything. God cares about what you're facing right now. And listen, please allow this to happen in your life. Hear this. These are not just words that I'm saying. This is the substance of the Christmas season. For you to have substance and strength in your life, God came and God is present so that you would know that he cares about everything that you're going through in life. You might remember the angel came to Mary and said in Luke 1:28, the angel says to Mary, "Greetings, you are highly favored, the Lord is with you." Nice greeting, because he's about to tell her that she's going to be carrying the Son of God. He's about to tell her that she's pregnant. And his words, he says, "You are highly favored, the Lord is with you," once again, God with us. Mary had no idea how she would need God with her. But the isolation and the outcast that she would experience because she would be pregnant outside of marriage would be incredible for her at that time, and she needed to know that God would be with her. When she left and realized that her son was missing and they could not find her, she would need to know that God was with her while they went and looked for him and searched throughout all Jerusalem and found him in a temple. Mary also needed to know that God would be with her because she had no idea that at one day she would stand at the foot of the cross and watch her son die on that cross for the sins of all mankind. She had no idea. And I'm saying that because I don't think we realize either why we need God with us. Because our story isn't written. We're in the same place that Mary was. Mary didn't know what she was going to have to endure, and you don't know what tomorrow holds. I don't know what tomorrow holds. You don't know if somebody's going to hurt you, and you need God with you. Life is uncertain enough that we need God with us. There are decisions that are coming in your life that you're going to make decisions, and you need to know that God is with you. When you go through times of fear, when the demands are more than what you feel like you have, we need to know that God is with us. And when God cares, what that means is God is never unaware of your circumstances. God is never unaware of your circumstances. Our circumstances do not catch God by surprise. God with us means that God is always aware of what we're dealing with. And 1 Peter 5, 7 says, let him have all of your worries and cares, for he is always thinking about you and watching everything that concerns you. Think about that. God with us means that you don't face difficulties alone without God's awareness. God is completely involved in our lives. God cares also means that he's bigger than your circumstances. There's nothing that is too big for God. There's nothing that you face, no sickness, no disease, there is no decision, there is nothing that you face that is bigger than God and what he can do. So our circumstances pale in comparison to God. That gives our life strength. I mean, when we're looking and we're like, man, you know what? I've got this big challenge. And when that challenge becomes greater than God, all of a sudden worry sets in and we start being fearful. But God with us means it doesn't matter what we face. There's nothing we face that is greater than God himself. It allows us to look at our circumstances differently. God cares means that God is greater than the pain that you're even going through. God allows some pain so that he can comfort us in those times of difficulty. He can remove the fear that you're facing. God with us means that he is present to deal with and remove and heal the pain that we endure in our lives. God with us also means that we're never alone. When we are unaware of God, God's love and God's presence, we begin to feel isolated. We feel like no one cares. But Emmanuel means God with us. It means that we're never alone. That even right now, this moment, this second, this very time, that God is with you. God knows exactly what you're facing. He knows exactly what you're going through. David said in Psalms, I'm never out of your sight, God. I look behind me and you're there. Then up ahead and you're there too. Your reassuring presence coming and going. In other words, God is always present. Jesus reminded his disciples, and reminds us as well. He says, be sure of this, that I am with you always, even to the end of the age. We never, ever walk alone. As Christ followers, because Jesus dwells within us, because his Spirit dwells within us, we never are alone. Here's the thing. God has made every attempt to connect with you. He has pursued you. He has accepted you as you are. He has loved you, and he has provided for every need. He cares for everything that you're going through. And because God is with you, we need to make every effort to be with him. Can I say that again so you don't miss it? Just because God is with us, we've got to make sure, we've got to make every effort that to be with him, that we are with him. Just because God is with us does not mean that we are with God. It doesn't mean that he's our focus. It doesn't mean that that our hearts are open to him. It doesn't mean that we're inviting him to participate in our life. Just because God makes himself available does not mean that we make ourselves available to him. I know that this is a bad analogy, okay? But I remember dating Cynthia when we were first, this is like way, way back, right? And so started dating, I just fell head over heels for Cynthia. She didn't do that with me, okay? That wasn't her story. Her progress of loving me was just a slower, like a slow cooker kind of thing, all right? Mine was like a flash pan. And I remember really searching her out, making myself available. But because of the situation in her life, she'd just gotten out of a relationship and all that kind of stuff. I'm not trying to make her look bad. She'd just come out of another relationship and it wasn't time. She was not open to me. Just because I had made myself available to her did not mean that she made herself available to me. In fact, there was no relationship that really started until she reciprocated and opened her heart to me as I had opened myself to her. See, I think what happens is in our lives, we're so busy that we don't make time for God. We don't make time to talk to him. We don't make time to open our hearts to him. God with us is powerful when we experience time with him. God with us is not powerful when we just write it on a Christmas card. God with us is not powerful if we're not experiencing it in our daily life. God with us means probably nothing without an experience, without our hearts being open to Him. Philippians 4, 6, and 7 says, do not worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank Him for all that He's done. Then you will experience God's peace, which exceeds everything, anything we can understand. See, Christmas is a time of peace. You want to experience peace? It's found in experiencing God. If you want strength for times of difficulties, if you want the life that God has for you, then we've got to make every effort to be with Him. I can tell you this, you can face all that life has because God is with you. That's what makes Christmas so powerful. It grounds us and it reminds us it's not just the story of a little baby in a manger. It's the story of this little baby in the manger is God with us. Because of Jesus, we now have the Spirit who dwells within us. Isaiah 41 says, don't be afraid, for I'm with you. Don't be discouraged, for I'm your God. I will strengthen you, and I will hold you. I will hold you up with my victorious right hand. God never leaves us. The expression of our life is going to acknowledge God's greatness. That is this essence of worship. This whole idea is God is with us to quiet our fears, to give our life strength, to bring substance to your life so that you don't have to fear, you don't have to worry. Really quick, the last three of these, God is with us to give substance to your life. He wants you to have life abundantly. He wants you to experience a richer and a fuller life. That's what He wants for you. It's the best life that you could ever have. That's why He came. God is with us so that we're never alone. I like Psalms 23. A lot of you know this scripture, the 23rd Psalms. But part of that psalm says this, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil because you are with me. God with us gives our life faith. You're never alone. The last one is God is with us to give us hope. So we don't go through this life hopeless, but we go through this life full of hope. And here's what that looks like. I just want you to close your eyes, just hear me out as I wrap up. Why does God want you to have hope? Because hope is about trusting Him. Hope is about basing our lives on God's goodness, and what God said He can do, what He wants to do, and trusting Him with that. Today, we start this season, this whole idea of Christmas. It would be terrible for us to go through this another season, another year, and not connect with the God who came to be with you and in you. God with us, it's about relationship. And I don't ever want any of us to take that lightly. If you don't have a relationship with God today, man, all you have to do is ask God and say, God, I want you to live in me. I can't do the things that need to be done. Only God can do them. I need, God, your strength. I need your substance in my life. I want to have joy and peace. I want to have these things, not just when everything's great, but I want to have it because you are great in me. God is listening to you, so you talk to Him. And maybe today this might be just a great day as we kick off the series and as we get into the season that we start turning our attention to God's presence in our lives and making that, allowing it to ground us. Let me pray for us. Father, we come to you today And you see each one of our hearts. You see each one of our lives. And Father, our lives need substance. They need strength. Because times are difficult. Because we go through difficult things. Because we face sickness. Because our bodies break down, and because relationships break down with people, because we experience hurts, and all of these things, we need joy that goes beyond our circumstance. Father, we need strength that goes beyond our circumstances. Father, may we find that strength, may we find that joy in you. May you be our substance. May you be the stability of our lives. I ask for every person that's here, Father, that you would help us to begin this holiday season with you as our substance, with you as our strength. Father, I just thank you. May we experience your joy, and may it be greater than we could ever possibly understand, because it's based on you. In Jesus' name we ask. And everybody said, amen.